So thank you all for coming out this afternoon. It's great to see such a great crowd here in Sequoia Park, where my kids grew up playing on all this play equipment, and it feels like kind of a second home being in this park here. So that was a good place for the kickoff. So let me introduce myself. My name is Cliff Berkowitz, and I am running to be your next district supervisor of Humboldt County. Many of you know me from my years at KHUM, and I have to say I'm proud of the work that I've done over the past 25 years for the community. I created the annual Stop the Violence campaign, bringing domestic violence and child abuse out of the shadows.
Thank you.
I've given of my time to many worthy causes, such as Humboldt Domestic Violence Services, CASA, Humboldt Rape Crisis Team, Food for People, Discovery Museum, and many more. My wife Amy and I have volunteered numerous times for auctions and fundraisers, and we're thrilled for the work we've been able to do to help promote and grow Humboldt County's Kinetic Sculpture Race, which of course started in the first district a little better than 50 years ago. Now, many of you know that I'm passionate about trails, and I've spent years working with trail advocates, cities, and county governments to help keep building a regional trail system on the front burner. And you bet I will continue my work towards that end as your next supervisor. Now, I think it's great that our current supervisor is also a hard worker and spends time volunteering for good things. But the first district needs a supervisor that not only works hard, but focuses on finding solutions for key challenges facing the county and the first district. And, well, that's why I'm running. Like many of you, after the 2016 election, I felt compelled to get off the sidelines, roll up my sleeves, and take action. This is not a time to be complacent, but a time for all of us to step up and do what we can. With that said, I'm particularly motivated to run because we are in the midst of a climate crisis. Weather extremes are already evident. Flooding has become far too common. Sea level rise has already been detected, and we must take action now while we still have time to plan. Now, towards this, I've already begun talking with some experts on ways that we can mitigate and adapt for these eventualities, but we have to act now. This needs to be a front burner issue. On a related note, we need to say no to bowing to pressure to allow building in known floodplains. This is an area I disagree with the current supervisor. We have to stop allowing this practice. It could be a costly and tragic mistake. I'm also running because we need a supervisor who works for all the people of the district, not just the well-connected and the powerful. All land use decisions need to be made with full transparency. No backroom deals, no deciding matters before they come before the board.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yes.
We need to preserve and protect our forests, water, and ag lands, and make sure all decisions are made through the lens of what's best for the people of Humboldt County. All the people of Humboldt County. While at the same time preserving and protecting the aspects of what makes Humboldt County so unique. This is critical. Now, I think we all agree we need to repair and upgrade our road and infrastructures. They're in terrible shape. Right now, Humboldt County has over $100 million worth of deferred maintenance. This has gone on for far too long. Now, finding ways of tackling this mountain of projects is going to take innovative, out-of-the-box thinking. But make no mistake, with focus and working with others statewide, we can make headway, and it can be done.
Yes, sir.
We also need to keep working on creating affordable housing. Some good work has been done, but we need to do a lot more. Right now, more than 70% of households in Humboldt County can't afford to buy a home. Now, the data has shown that this has driven rental prices up to an average of $1,500 a month here in Humboldt County. That's out of the reach of far too many people. Now, several good solutions have been proposed, and some are coming to fruition, such as changing zoning to allow for more mother-in-law units, zoning for tiny house villages. That's a good start, but there's a lot more that we can do. Now, Election Day is coming up, March 3rd, 2020. It's coming up fast. And we have a lot of work to do to make the change that needs to happen. Now, I plan to be out there knocking on doors and talking to voters every single day. But I can't do all this alone. I need your support, and I'm going to need your vote.
Got both.
Yo.
It's going to be a tough campaign. I know that. But with your help, we can do this. Thank you all for coming out.
Yeah.